It's WMCW, digging into our new tunes at 2 this afternoon from Steep Canyon Rangers, Out in the Open, the name of the new disc. And we are fortunate enough to be able to gather some play-by-play from some of the Rangers themselves right here in the room. Mike Ashworth and Graham and Woody all gathering around the mic. A very good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Glad that you could make it over, and congratulations on the new album. This is we're now pushing, 18, 19 years, 12 albums? Does it feel like it's still real?
It feels
more real than ever.
Yeah, it's real
every day, man. 19 years, that's hard to believe.
It really is. You guys have been on an amazing ride, and congratulations for all of that. Just to kick things off, I'm curious, was there a Damascus Road moment, some kind of inspiration thing that kicked this album off, the whole production thing, or were the songs just a creative continuum from the last outing?
You know, I feel like the songs have been a creative continuum, and we've sort of been on a, you know, general trajectory, I think, with our songwriting for a while. But I think the real moment was when we had these songs and when we got into the studio with them and realized just exactly how we were going to be asked to present them and lay them out there, for me felt like the moment. And once we got one song down and we're like, this has something unique that we haven't done before,
it was kind of a shock, wasn't it?
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we were prepared for how the nature of this record. So I'd say that was the moment that was kind of our revelation, was after we heard the first playback, we were all kind of thinking, this is really bare. There's no fixes. There's no nothing. It's exactly what it's going to be, and it's just us.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is Joe Henry, the producer, just encouraged us straight live recording, meaning no overdubs, no fixes,
crowd around the mic
track. He said, "You guys are a working band. Let's make a record."
Right.
And that was a wonderful challenge for us, and it was, like these guys said, you know, once we started the process, it got really exciting because it was, I want to say it was easier. It was just
a little bit.
It was
more natural.
It was more natural, yeah. more fun, and the process was more fun.
Interesting. Simply because, was that the first time that you had done the straight up crowd around
top,
the mic? No,
top to bottom. You know, really? Especially like the one that we did up at Levon's Barn for "Tell the Ones I Love" was probably the closest to that, where we did the instruments live and then came back and did the vocals.
Right.
But you know, vocals have always been such a thing that people tend to nitpick on, and the bar is set so high in the bluegrass world, you know, that we've always just been terrified of having something that's not mathematically perfect. But I think we just came to a point where like the emotion of it trumps the trumps the precision.
Right, right.
Not to say that anybody ever sang a note out of tune.
Well, there is, you guys have used a string of producers over the years. With Larry Campbell and
great ones.
Gary.
Yeah. Gary Pichos, right. Gary Douglas. I mean, Jerry this band Douglas. Likes producers. You know, I mean, although we are proud of how we produce our own music and put it together, I think this band benefits and enjoys, you know, bringing in somebody else just to, if anything, just to bounce ideas off of and to keep us in line.
Is it nice to have that separation, that you can kind of walk away from it and allow somebody else to steer the ship? Or are there times that you start to get itchy and you want to really grab the handle on it?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I'd say in the post-writing process, like when the writers will come to the table with an idea and then the band starts arranging, I'd say we're kind of used to doing that as a cohesive unit on our own. But when it comes time to record, there's something nice about the producer having the final say. And that's one thing that this band has always really relied on, is like we are all so full of arrangement ideas and want a creative outlet that way, that in the end you really just need someone outside of the band to say, I like this or I like that.
Right, know? Right. Did you work through any number of arrangements with Mr. Henry there at hand and then go
you
from
know,
there?
We did. I mean, we really, you know, it was a very kind of natural progression on the song. You'd get in there, record maybe one, maybe five takes of a song, go in, listen to it, kind of decide whether you have it or not, and if you have it, kind of gravitate back out towards the sort of living room area. Somebody would pick up a guitar and just start messing around and moving things toward the next tune. You know, maybe kind of say, hey, what do we want to do for an intro? Or a couple people be over here, like working on a harmony part or something like that. And, you know, Joe had a few specific ideas, but I think mainly he just kind of gave us a real space. And ironically, given how quickly you made the record, he gave us a lot of time to really work on it and kind of come to it on our own.
Yeah. How long did it take to do the whole recording?
We tracked the whole thing in 3.5 days.
Wow. And this was this over at the Fidelatorium? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so North Carolina born and bred. We're getting our music cooked right here, folks. that was, gosh, who is that? Don Dixon and Mitch Easter, right? That's his.
Mitch Easter, yeah.
Yeah, his studio over there. There's a lot of music coming out of that room. So that's super cool. Was there something about the room over there that set you off, that you found engaging?
We've done a lot of great work in Asheville, but I think this room came to us from our management. And we just sort of pulled that thread until we finally got there. And we were just open to it. I mean, we've done so much great work in Asheville, but we were open to a change. And when we got there, it was just so comforting and amazing to have something so new but feel so old and warm.
Nice.
Yeah, the room felt great. And I really think one thing that helps us is when we make a record in Asheville, we all kind of go home at night. And you kind of get out of that space that you're in. But when we go to any place else to make a record, it's kind of like band camp.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, we were together before the session, after the session, always thinking about it. And kind of staying in that moment for the whole time you're there, I think, shows through on the project.
Very helpful. Yeah. Right, right. We're talking with the Steep Canyon Rangers. New Tunes at 2 is from these guys. It's called Out in the Open. It will be in the stores this coming Friday, the big release. And then... Oh, it's a hometown show, folks. Rangers playing at the ExploreAsheville.com Arena on Saturday night. It will be a big time. River Wireless opening the show. And I understand Asheville Symphony is participating as well, right?
Yeah, we've got a 10-piece bit of the Asheville Symphony coming in for some arrangements. And they'll be on part of the show and then kind of sit back for other parts. But, yeah, it's going to be pretty dynamic.
Very cool. Well, let's get to another track from the album. This one's called Out in the Open. You want to set it up in any way?
Yeah, it's unusual because... for a lot of reasons, but we've got our virtuosic fiddle player, Mr. Nicky Sanders, walked over to a cabinet grand and started playing that. And we said, well, let's mic that up. And then, the very seed of this tune came from Mike Eugenio on the mandolin, had a mandola thing that he wanted me to sort of work up a harmony with. So you have the drummer playing mandolin, the mandolin player playing mandola, and the fiddle player playing piano, and Graham plays... two harmonicas, and it's a trio between me and Woody and Graham.
Sweet. Just normal Steep Canyon stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mixing it up just as normal. From Out in the Open, this is Out in the Open. Steep Canyon Rangers on WNCW.
Yes. standing in front of you. Just me and the truth.
It's WNCW, the title track to the new album from Steep Canyon Rangers, your New Tunes at 2 feature this afternoon. Good sound and stuff, guys. Graham, you are the prolific songwriter on this particular collection. That one was a co-write, though, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, you hooked up with Sarah Siskin?
Yes, the wonderful Sarah Siskin, resident of Brevard, along with her husband Travis these days, and... Yeah, she is an absolute delight and just total talent. I mean, what a wonderful talent.
Yeah, amazing songwriter.
Great songwriter. You know, we had talked about for a while about getting together, and that song kind of wrote, kind of was just driving down to Brevard to meet her and had the kind of window down, cruising down 280, I guess, and kind of the first part of that came into my head and got down to her place to meet her and wrote it out. And then maybe like a week later, we were backstage at this place somewhere or another, maybe right. New Jersey. And walked by the room, and Mike were playing that little mandolin thing he was talking about, and the two just went like hand in glove together.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Do you write, I can speak to everybody, but since we're on a roll here, do you compose lyrically? I know you were like an English major, right?
Yeah.
Comparative literature or something?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself writing the lyrics as opposed to working off of a melody?
I think it's both. Okay. You know, I try to do all of the above, you know, so that, you know, you don't have to have it set out one way or the other. If you have a little tune in your head that you like and can kind of get that moving along in a direction, then put some words behind it.
Right.
Or vice versa. I kind of do them all.
You can go anyway.
Any way you like.
How does it work for you, Woody, when you're putting it down? Is there a scheme?
Well, I don't write that many songs, but when I do, the songs that I have written, I think probably start with an idea, more of a lyrical idea. But it's funny because I think I'm most taken. I've learned so many songs that Graham's written over the years, and I'm most grabbed by a melody first, I think.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, and I kind of like that, and I think it takes a while for the lyric to eventually kind of show itself to me about exactly what the song's about. I've never asked Graham, hey, what's that about? You know? I'll be like singing a song for a couple of years, it'll mean something to me, and then I'll be on stage singing it and be like, oh
my God.
And I just love that about music. I think it is. It takes time and it can mean different things to different people.
Yeah. I hesitate to ask this, but I will. Was there an overarching theme to the disc? Whether you consciously went that direction to begin with, or came, or it appeared later, because I have to say the thing that stands out to me on several songs, it seems to be songs about loss or the threat of loss, and I was just curious. I mean, we're all maturing people, and a lot of times that kind of thought process starts showing up later in careers, but I didn't know if that was something that you guys had consciously addressed.
No, you've just opened a door onto a terribly dark side of me, Scotty. Thank you.
I was going to say.
I think we're going to start crying.
I was going to say, yes, we are that intelligent to have that much foresight and put it all together that way.
Oh.
But not really.
What he said.
Perfect.
It's not a concept record.
Yeah. Okay. We'll settle
with
that.
But I think there is there's a continuity to it because we're people who spend so much of our lives and our time together, and we write these songs and we put them together. So, I think it'd be hard to have it any other way for just as close and as tight as we are and just how entwined all our processes are.
Sure.
So I think that's, that's what you really hope for, I think, in a band.
Right. I know Can't Go Home. I really love the track. It really speaks to some significant conditions out there. But just in that song, I'm wondering if it mutated along the way from when you were first hearing it in your head and writing lyrics, if it radically changed, because sonically, melodically,
yeah,
it doesn't really match. It kind of comes at you sideways, which is really interesting.
Well, people tend to interpret that song in a different way than I wrote it. That was one of the ones where Woody, it came to me later, and he was like, and he had a totally different take on the song than I did. That's cool. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, that was, for many people, that was, the magic of great music. Grateful Dead grabbed many people that way.
Right. Yeah. So. That poet Billy Collins said it's considered a malfunction if it means only one thing.
Perfect. So, yeah. Perfect. We're chatting with Steve Canyon Rangers again. The big show is Saturday night in Asheville at the Civic Center, or whatever name they've got it these days. ExploreAsheville.com Arena. That kicks off at 8 p.m. And also, by the way, you should know that there is a little coming out party going down at Oscar Blues Brewery, and that's happening Friday night, I believe, right? Having a little previewing of the album out there, and the proceeds from the evening go to the Canned Aid Foundation. So you're helping people along the way, and I'm not sure that the guys are going to play any, but review the album anyway.
Yeah, that's in Brevard. The band is partnered with the Canned Aid Foundation, and it's a nonprofit arm of Oscar Blues.
Right.
And we're the Tunes Ambassadors. Matter of fact, we went to a school this morning. What was the name of the school?
Montford North Star is the middle school in Asheville.
Very nice.
And we gave away saxophones and trumpets.
That's perfect.
Seven trumpets and four saxophones.
Yeah.
Music are coming.
Yeah, we did it in Chicago. We've done it.
It's probably the fourth or fifth school that we've been to with Canned Aid. But that's just one sort of facet of what we do with them. We also do fundraisers with them and other types of appearances. But yeah, they've it's really been a highlight for us on the road to partner with Canned Aid, because you could just as easily be sitting on a tour bus waiting for sound check, or you can go and help raise funds for students to have instruments, or you can go and help actually present those instruments to the schools. You see it. I mean, I remember being that age and being inspired when musicians visited school. Mm-hmm. And so you can see it in some of their eyes that just,
Absolutely.
What you're doing seems every day to you, but it can be someone else's, first inspiration. So we're actually very lucky to have them, the Canned Aid Foundation, in our lives to
That's
help
terrific.
Us with those opportunities.
Yeah. And in a day when, arts and music education are really slipping away in so many schools, it's great to have you guys out there being that ambassador. So congratulations. We've got a bunch of instruments in the room. So y'all feel like throwing one into the air this afternoon?
Yeah, we'll crowd around here.
All right, we're going to crowd around the mic. Steve Canyon Rangers performing live on WNCW.
All right.
This one called Going Midwest, and how we're doing it now is about exactly how we put it down on the record. I'm going Midwest, babe, thought that you should know. I'm going Midwest, babe, thought that you should know. There's no need to even tell me now you can't go. I used to love that breeze playing round your summer dress. I used to love that breeze playing round and round your summer dress. I hope that's the way I always remember you best. The snow on the highway's falling down bright and clean. The snow on the highway's falling down bright and clean. No starting over, there's just moving from a dream to a dream.
CW. Steep Canyon Rangers giving us a live one. Going Midwest, little Graham Sharp composition from the new album out in the open. Your new tunes at 2 this afternoon. Guys, sounded beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Are you actually arranging songs in lower keys? I'm curious. It sounds like you're sounding more relaxed in your vocals these days. I didn't know if it was something actively going on or...
I don't think any of it's a conscious decision.
None of this is active.
Maybe we're just getting older.
Okay, we'll get with that.
I don't know. I mean,
I think it's just a process of finding really where you're comfortable. I mean,
honestly, for me, and I did an interview recently, and somebody brought that up, and I thought about it, and I can say that I sing a lot of lead on the record.
Sure.
I can say I enjoy the keys that we're playing in a lot now, where the songs sit, and I'm not sure if that's because I didn't know which keys I used to prefer, or if we're just kind of moving around with it, but
finding the happy spot anyway.
There is a happy spot in there, and I do think the record has a warmer quality than some of the other stuff that we've.
Yeah, done. Yeah. Was any of that again directed by Joe Henry? Was he encouraging a direction on vocals?
I'm sure he did, but
he does it in such a manner you don't even really know that he did it. He's kind of like a spiritual force more than a...
Nice.
He's my spirit animal.
You turn around a week later and realize, oh, maybe he did suggest that, you know, but he does it in such a way. I don't know. I think it's really hard to describe, but I think one of his gifts is more establishing the vibe of what, you know, I mean, by his physical presence. If you want a warm sounding, very introspective record, then you bring Joe Henry, who was a warm, introspective person. I think it just kind of, we wanted to please him in a certain way, and that's what happened.
Yeah. was your contribution in the guitar, was that added, or was the song constructed with that originally? Or,
well, you know,
because usually you're back there in the back.
I am back there in the back, yeah. But I enjoy being back there in the back. Yeah. The front's odd for me. But, you know, I think this tune is a really good example of how we work as a band. And we have tried this song four or five different ways, and one of the ways had everybody playing their own instrument, and we were in a dressing room somewhere, and Woody and I were just playing through the chords and singing together, and we stumbled upon that, and it's kind of stuck, and we brought it back to the band and said, you know, all these directions are positive, but check this out. And it, so it kind of stuck.
Well, it's beautiful. Yeah. It really is beautiful. Steep Canyon Rangers with us live here at WNCW. We should let you know again, that show is Saturday night in Asheville. But if you miss that one, do not worry. There are plenty of opportunities, no matter where you are listening right now. These guys are coming to your town. Locally, or originally, I should say, Greenville, South Carolina gets two nights in February. I believe that's at the Peace Center. Did you know?
Yeah, that's a different show.
Okay, and that is a different show, which is where I'm going, okay, because...
Because you should come to Asheville if you want... You know, that's
if you just want Rangers, come to Asheville. But if you want the whole kit and caboodle, including Mr. Steve Martin and Martin Short, they will be down there at that performance as well. You guys, you've scheduled a whole bunch of those performances with Steve and Martin, right? That's...
Yeah, as you know, we've been working with Steve for 9 years.
Right.
And his show always evolves. It started as Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, a full music show. And then we added Edie Raquel, and it was still a full music show. And now we've added Martin Short, and it's a comedy show. And there's no denying it's a comedy show. We are featured, and the new music that we have out with Steve is featured in the show, but it's a smaller portion.
We should mention the album, of course, the long-awaited album.
The long-awaited album, yeah. Yes. We put that out, I guess, back in the fall with Steve, and produced by Peter Asher.
Another great producer.
Yes.
But we're doing a lot of work with Steve, continuing to do a lot of work. We keep waiting for that day when he says, I don't want to work anymore. But he likes to work a lot, and we like to be with him. So that we're doing 45 or so of those Steve and Marty shows this year.
Is it challenging for you to move back and forth from doing that show into your own space?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the best way to sort of, that I've found to really remedy that or help that along is to really work while we're on the road, you know, whether it's getting into a town and, you know, you don't have responsibilities for some time and writing or, you know, doing things as a band. We're going to be trying to go to a lot of local radio stations as we travel around and play live for them and stuff like that. So, you know, really... Not losing what we do, you know, as we travel around and do it and try to keep working on stuff, because that's time when we could be making the most of.
Sure. With so much traveling ahead of you, this off-kilter question, but how do you guys deal with illness? Are you paranoid about the flu? I mean, we have this big thing going on right now nationwide.
Where? What?
Yeah.
I'm definitely paranoid of the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get sick before tomorrow, before Saturday's show. So let's don't shake hands.
No. We've
got going back into the bubble.
That's right. We got Germex everywhere around here.
You just wanted to plug Germex.
Yeah, I did. They're
we've been through it all in our career, where you have a night where everybody's got to step up because one person can't do their job the same, and that comes with the territory. But we try to stay healthy.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're the paragon of health right now. Steve Canyon Rangers, the new album called Out in the Open. Let's get another one off of the disc. Have you got a favorite?
Maybe that Can't Get Home.
Can't Get Home?
Speed We're Traveling.
That sounds good. Yeah. All right, we're going to get into another Graham Sharp composition called this. This one is called Can't Get Home. You're in tune with WNCW.
In my mama's house, so more than not, I just shut my mouth. She hadn't lived here in a the kitchen wall. How it looked before I scarce recall. Somewhere beneath there's a pencil line. Shows how tall I stood the day I turned nine. I can't unsee what I've been shown. My body's been and my mind is blown. Bet I never was ready for the things I know. I can find the house, but I can't get home. First tour in 94. I was following the dead. I didn't fight no war. And everywhere I went, all the locals stared. And it felt good feeling like a stranger there. I can't unsee what I've been shown. My body's bent and my mind is blown. And I never was ready for the things I've known. I can't get home. They always did. And the roof still leaks on the garden shed. And the sign in the yard says it's all been sold. But I gave it away a long time ago. I can't unsee what I've been shown. My body's bent and my mind is blown. And I never was ready for the things I've known. I can find the house, in the door, but I can't get home. I can sleep in the bed, but I can't get home.
Can't get home. Another composition from Graham Sharp here. It's the Steve Canyon Rangers. That one's on the new album, Out in the Open. Oh, man. You guys been a huge part, obviously, of the Mountain Song Festival. I know we're, what, 8 months, 9 months away from it, but yeah. We got planning going on already. I
mean, you're stressing me out. You're stressing me out.
You did. All of a sudden you flushed there, Woody.
We're always thinking about it. We don't have a whole lot pinned down right now, but we have lots of offers and inquiries out for some wonderful acts around the country.
Well, every year it's a beautiful thing. So
yeah, thank you.
Are there festivals that you annually look forward to reappearing at? Got to be a few favorites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, we're going back to one where we kind of tied a lot of our identity to early on. And still, the Rocky Grass Festival was one where we went out and won a band competition 2001, something like that.
We were just babes in the woods at that point.
Yeah, and it was kind of the point where we were like, all right, we're going to move to Asheville and get a house and make a go of this thing. And so we go back there now, and, you know, we actually play on the stage these days, not like, you know, out in the parking lots and stuff like that.
Right.
And so yeah, I mean, even, you know, we get to close that festival down, and it's just this beautiful festival with this great group of people and old friends. So that's one. Merle Fest, I would say, is definitely
sure. All of us grew up going there in the 90s, yeah. And Gray Fox probably is another one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Gray Fox has become something we look forward to every year. That these are places that I you know, have been very generous with allowing us great time slots and letting us really stretch out and flex our night show. You know, a lot of times when you go to a festival, you might play 45 minutes at 5 o'clock. Not that that's not a great thing, but I kind of think over the past few years, we've enjoyed closing the show.
Yeah, these are festivals that we started playing at noon, mm-hmm. and over the course of a decade, they've stuck with us and give us kind of the closing slots, and it's really rewarding to look back on it and think about the slow process that was.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been journeymen in this craft, and it your maturity shows throughout this record and previous ones as well. But you've earned your spot, standing among the really and truly the most influential string band bluegrass outfits out there. So
wow,
thank you.
I guess I'm kind of curious. Way back when, you come out of college, moved to town, your progress as a band really was, the trajectory just went straight up. And I know that you were very forthright in addressing the business of band work. And there's a lot of people listening now who are in bands who are trying to make it as musicians. I wonder if you would just address the business of music real quickly and the importance of that.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I think you have to carry yourself with humility and respect the people that you're working with and working for, and that are people who are, you know, we have people who work for us now. You know, we're in a position to be hiring, you know, other people. So I think that's where it starts, is just treating people how you'd want to be treated, and doing that over a number of years. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, there's been a ton of work that's gone into it, you know, every day, 10,000 emails that Woody sent. But, you know, I think more than anything, just being consistently and dependably good people.
And you are.
Well, I mean, I speak for the band as a whole, not personally.
We had a great manager one time. To what Graham said, we had a great manager one time named Don Light, kind of a Nashville legend. And he said, if you only work a gig once, you'll run out of places to play pretty fast. So make them have you back. Yeah. And that was kind of something that we always try to do, was, you know, start off by being good people.
Right.
But, you know, the other thing that is also not in the business, but it's really important, is you got to have a band of friends. You got to be able to communicate and make the same sacrifices, you know, because this band, I mean, we've just been together so long, and everybody's been willing to shoot the arrows at the same target. And I feel like that enabled us to make decisions that moved us forward.
Sure, sure.
And then, you know, starting our band young, when it definitely didn't matter if we made any money.
Right.
It just mattered that we were playing good music and having a good time.
Well, it's played out.
Yeah.
It has played out.
So far, so good.
Still happening.
Yeah.
Still
well, we should bring up, I guess, there certainly have been personnel changes in the band over the years, and it would seem that we've had another one now, and I guess Charles is now pursuing his songs from the road band, right?
Yeah.
And you are bringing in yet another extended member of the family.
Yeah, yeah, it's very true. Barrett Smith, our new bass player, and one of our oldest and dearest friends. There's so many things to say about the history with Barrett and this band, but personally, I mean, you could look through anything in your closet that has Barrett Smith on it, and one of us is also on that record. Right. We've all been making records with Barrett for over a decade. You know, Graham and Barrett were one of the first people that each of them met at back in college.
Yeah.
What college was like 5 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the other day.
But, you know, Barrett is a long-time friend, and he just kind of made sense. He's done music with all of us, and he's such a fantastic person to be around and a great bass player, and we're all pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you guys. All the other side projects are still rolling on. I guess Mike is continuing to do his Italian
right
thing.
With
right?
Barrett playing right. guitar.
Right. It's sounding incestuous right now.
You know? When I say it's a family, that's not what we're trying to say. <That's right.
laughs> I hear you. Steve Canyon Rangers live at WNCW. Let's get one more tune before we start running out of time. We're going to pull this one up. It is called When She Was Mine.
Yeah.
Any notes before we kick it off?
Well, this is another one I wrote with Sarah Siskin.
Here we go.
Down in Brevard. Love you, Sarah.
All right. It's Steep Canyon Rangers on NCW.
When she was mine, just followed my feet. I didn't look twice when I crossed the street.
rise to meet me when she was mine. When she was mine, the days floated along. The band on every corner was singing our song. I knew who I belonged to when she was mine. Such a beautiful whim. I fell in too deep, turns out the water never was mine to keep. And all that time I swore that I was thirsty, and I was blind when she was mine. When she was mine, she held the key on a chain around her neck where I could see. But I never did want to be free when she was mine. So if you see me now looking hollowed out, I made a hard choice for my mind. Oh, but you should have known me. She was mine. Such a beautiful whim. I fell in too deep. Turns out the water never was mine to keep. And all that time I swore that I was thirsty, and I was blind when she was mine.
WNCW and Steve Canyon Rangers. One more track from the Out in the Open, your new tune, Z2. And we do indeed still have Rangers in the house. Graham and Mike Woody, gracious enough to hang out with us this afternoon and share some of the stories about the tunes. I really want to ask about the artwork.
Yeah.
And this, it's very intriguing, and I didn't know if there was some sort of message involved, but evidently two or three or four different photographers, and the shots are rather pixelated, but it looks like a quilt. Was there something going on there?
You know, if you go on, if you can, you can find it online, like at our Facebook page. And
what is that? Your site?
We need steepcanyon.com.
There we go. Okay.
But on our Facebook page, there's actually a high speed video of how he made this cover. And for the viewers out there on radio, it's a, you know, like Scotty said, it's a quilted thing, but it's actually, it looks digital, but it's not.
It's actually right. Woven.
It is woven.
I thought it was a Photoshop effect. Did you? Right. When I first saw it, I thought it was a Photoshop effect. And then you see they actually constructed that.
It really is. It's quite beautiful. I didn't know if there was something going on in the background that you were trying to put a secret message.
Well, what are you picking up? And then we can say.
Yes.
That's not it.
Yes, that is not, not it. It's difficult with these people. Very, very difficult. Real quickly, we've got the show this Saturday night at Asheville, ExploreAsheville.com Arena, yes, including the Asheville Symphony, or parts thereof. And I understand there's work going on to create yet another album with those guys, right?
Yeah, you know, we were part of the Asheville Symphony Sessions last year, I guess. We did one song, and that kind of led to them contacting us and saying, how about we do a full-length project of y'all's music? And we got excited about it. And so we're in the process of tracking at Echo Mountain with the Asheville Symphony. The show will just be a chamber orchestra, 10 members of the symphony kind of joining intermittently throughout.
Okay, okay. Was there work done with another group elsewhere as well, on Dr. symphonic?
Oh, yeah. We just did, just a few months ago, we did 3 nights in Cincinnati at their beautiful 130-year-old music hall there, and that's owned by the orchestra. But it was a retrospective of more Americana. Pokey Lafarge was there, Rhiannon Giddens, and nice. We were there too, and they're actually going to release that as well. We don't have a date on that yet, but that was an exciting show.
Right.
And that's coming out on disc as well.
So lots of music out there. They're out in the open, the new disc, of course, the album with Steve Martin, the long-awaited album, which is in stores currently, and then that coming from Cincinnati Pops, and we got a symphony record coming up. You guys spend any time at home?
Now you got it.
just wondering. All right. All right. Well, we're closing in on NPR Headline News. Big thank you to y'all for coming out. Once again, that show on Saturday, River Wireless opens the show at 8 p.m. sharp or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. Another great Asheville act. And then you guys take the stage. And once again, the for folks down in the upstate, February 23rd and 24th, you get the full show with the Rangers, Steve Martin, Martin Short, all down there. And I don't know if those tickets are on sale, but I bet the Peace Center can tell you all about it. Meanwhile, for those of you further afield, the complete tour is obviously on the website, steepcanyon.com.
Or you can just ask me at the grocery store, either one.
That's true. I always
look at all these gigs we got.
Yeah, I know. You guys, you didn't know what you were getting into there, did you?
Thank you so much, Scotty. Yeah, we love
really
you, man.
Appreciate
being here.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. We'll take it out this afternoon with one more from the album. This is a fun little tune that, Graham, you put together, Shenandoah Valley. You want to set it up?
Well, we were driving up in a van up by the Shenandoah River.
You were driving.
I was driving. Everybody else was sleeping, thank you very much. And this is what happens when you leave me alone too much spare time.
It's the Rangers on NCW.
I like to stay in Dilly Dally in the Shenandoah Valley all day. And we can dip our toes to the sound of the Shenandoah singing away. Can't anybody get along in this world? Can't anybody just get along? Can't anybody get along in this world? Except for me and my Virginia girl. I like to stay in Dilly Dally in the Shenandoah Valley all day. And we can dip our toes to the sound of the Shenandoah singing away.
Listening to WNCW Spindale, WSIF in Wilkesboro. We're broadcasting from the campus of Isothermal Community College. and connecting up with you on social media. My name is Scotty, thanking you for listening this afternoon. Big thanks to the Steep Canyon Rangers for sharing their talent on these airwaves. Stick around. NPR News is next.